Well, once again, a big welcome, everybody. It's great to be together in God's house with his people at the start of a new year. It's pretty special, isn't it? 2019, who can believe? Already we're nearly a week in. How are those New Year's resolutions going? Has anybody done some New Year's resolutions for New Year, setting goals? Goals, as a couple of people have. Not many of us have done New Year's resolutions. Oh, well. I thought we'd all be thinking, well, we're going to eat less, we're going to exercise more this year. You know, the same resolutions as we made last year. Norris is going to eat more and exercise less. Who would like to pray for Norris? We want him around with us for a long time yet. Did you guys hear about the lady excitedly telling her friend? She said, "Yesterday I wore something from 5 years ago and it actually fit. I was so proud of myself. It was a scarf, but still, let's be positive here." You know, as we come into a new year and as we think, we can joke about the resolutions that we made last year and the year before, and we're still trying to make this year, and sometimes they last a week or two. But I actually think it's not a bad thing to set some goals for the year ahead, to have some vision for our life and a sense of purpose. I mean, the Bible talks about that. God believes in that. He believes in us, and he wants us to have a life that's actually got purpose and you know, goals and dreams for what's ahead. And I often make the statement, I believe the best is yet to come. And I think sometimes that the best is yet to come, if providing we have, you know, an attitude believing that and looking forward. Sometimes we can spend our whole lives looking back to the good old days and this and that and regrets and wishing we'd done something different or whatever. But, you know, we've got to leave the past behind. We've got to move forward into what God's got for us. Because God is a God, an exciting God that likes to do new things, doesn't he? And big things and good things. And he doesn't have small plans for us. He has big plans for us and good plans for us. So I think we need to make some changes. We need to plan to make some changes, and even better, let's start making some changes. When we get God dreams and God goals in our hearts, let's start putting some action plans and some steps in place. That's why I think it was so important to have that and so significant that Paul and Petty brought their little ones today, right at the start of a new year. You know, what a significant step for those guys as a family and for us as a church family. Let's all dedicate our families afresh to God at the start of a new year. You know, isn't that a cool thing to do? And also with the baptism a little bit later. And hey, we're all here. We've all chosen to be here to worship God today. And I think that's a cool thing to do. That's a great way to start the year. Because we could choose to do something different today. We could be anywhere, down at the cafes, at the beach, at work, at home, doing all sorts of things. But hey, we've all chosen to be in God's house this morning, and to worship him and to honor him and to hear from his heart somehow today. And sometimes God speaks through the worship. He might just drop a thought in your heart and your spirit. You might just go home encouraged a little bit because you've been in the presence of God. And that's our hope and our prayer every week, that none of us would go home the same, but we'd go home actually in a better place because we've been in God's house together. And so it's a great celebration right at the start of a new year, putting God first in a real practical way like these guys are. And I was thinking and praying about 2019. And you often think, well, what's the year going to bring? What's ahead for this year? And of course, none of us know exactly what's ahead. But as I was thinking and praying about it yesterday, I really do believe that this year is going to be a very significant year. A very significant year. And things are going to shift. I believe that there's things that many of us have been hoping for and praying for and believing in our heart for that actually we've waited a long, long time for, but this is the year when God's going to shift and move and we're going to see things happening. So I just want you to take on that word. Are you excited about that? I just want to encourage you that I believe that's a word from God. I want you guys to receive that today as an encouragement for 2019. That, you know, there's some things that, you know, we've been holding in our hearts, praying through, agonizing over, seeking God for a long, long time. Some of us for years and years. This is the season. This is the year. This is the time. That's what I believe God was saying to me yesterday. That you know, we're going to see some exciting things ahead this year. So just be encouraged about that. Let's be expectant. Let's look forward with a sense of hope and to what God has got for us in 2019. I think there's a little key to seeing things shifting and changing for good that actually might help us in this process, and that's simply to keep putting God first, choosing to put God first. Just like Paul and Petty have with their dedication, just like Jan is today getting baptized and so on. It's a little bit like that principle of first fruits that we talked about last week, the Feast of Pentecost, and we talked about all the feasts. And I was thinking about this whole concept of putting God first. And actually, first fruits is something, you know, a first fruit is simply when we have the first bit of harvest, the first bit of wages, whatever it is, we give God a portion of that. We bring the first and the best to Him. That's the principle of first fruits. We don't just sort of wait until we know we've got a little, where everything's all safe and paid for, we've got a little bit left over, we bring that to God. The principle of first fruits, it's a step of faith. We're trusting God. Hey, He's blessed us with whatever it might be in our life. And we trust Him with the first and the best. And first fruits are actually mentioned 51 times in the Bible, including 7 times in the New Testament. And it's mostly around being thankful for God's provision in the natural things, like I just said, like you know, our crops and our wages and so on and so forth. And Cheryl and I actually have a little testimony around this, and some of you have heard me talk about this before, relating to this whole concept of giving God our first. And something that, you know, for a long time, we have understood the concept and the principle of tithing. You know, I think Ilana made it really clear that we're not under any obligation to give. God, but God does lay down principles in His Word. And the one with tithing, He says, look, test me in this. You know, if I'll not open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing, as in Malachi 3, I think, that you will not be able to contain it. I think this is something we've heard a lot, most of us, and we understand that principle. It's something that Cheryl and I understood, and we were practicing the principle of tithing for quite a long time. And then we heard about first fruits. About 10 or 12 years ago, we heard about this whole idea of not only tithing, but giving God our first and our best, which simply meant that we were to tithe before we spent the money on anything else. You know, sometimes we can think, well, you know, our taxes have to come out, we have to pay the rent, we have to buy the groceries, we have to put the petrol in the car, we have to pay off all the bills, and then if God willing, there's a little bit left, we'll give that as our tithe. No, the other. And that's what really the way we used to do it. But the principle of first fruits and relationship to tithing is that simply you work out what our wages are. You say, right, well, God's going to get the first portion, even before the tax comes out. Because otherwise, the government's getting our first, aren't they? So we give it to God. And that was a test for me. And I thought, but then I thought about it, and I thought, well, actually, it's not going to cost us anymore. We're already tithing. It's just about the timing of it. And so I thought, okay, let's try this. And it hasn't all been plain sailing. I mean, the last 10 or 12 years, I'm not going to stand up here and say we've never had any problems since we started doing that, because life has challenges. But when we look back now, we realize that actually for us, I'm talking about myself and Cheryl, things that when we look back 10 or 12 years to the time that we simply started doing things in a slightly different order, that's when things started to change for us. Our business started to grow. And when I look back now, every year there's been a shift and there's been a growth over those years. And the church started to move ahead more than it had in the past. And what I realized is that as we were putting God first, choosing to put God first with our finances, our lives got bigger. It's amazing, isn't it? And it's a principle in God's word that actually, if we can trust God with the first, then he'll look after the rest. And so that's just a few thoughts around that. It's not just about finances, this principle. It's about putting everything first with God. Let's determine to align ourselves with Jesus and his purposes this year. Wouldn't that be cool? If instead of thinking about ourselves and things are going wrong, and let's think about God, let's think about Jesus, what would he do? How does he want us to live? How does he want us to be every day? And if we haven't already decided, maybe we should think about dedicating our children to him. Maybe we could even do that today as a family tonight. You could gather around and just dedicate the year to God and dedicate each other, dedicate your marriage and your kids to God for this year. I challenge you to do that today. Before you go to sleep tonight, just to spend a few minutes just dedicating your family, each other, and the year ahead to God. And let's just see what happens. If we're not baptized, let's get baptized. Something that we can all do. And let's keep digging into God's word and keep praying. Keep bringing things to him. You know, it's only the grace of God and the goodness of God and his love for us that gets us through, isn't it? And it's so awesome to be able to just bring things to God. When challenges and problems come up, we can talk to him about it. And as Alana said, let's make being in his family and serving here in his house a priority for 2019. And it's going to be fun as we do that together. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, we'll have that up on the screen. And Jesus said these words, and he said, "Seek first his kingdom." He's talking about God. "And his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." What an awesome promise. All the things, and if you read back, and we'll read through this passage a little bit, what came before as well and after, and it was thinking about all the things in life that we tend to worry about, stress about, all the things that we think we need. And let's read that now, just as we bring these few thoughts to a conclusion from the Message Bible. And we're going to read in Matthew chapter 6, and that little part there is in the middle of it. But let's read a few verses back before. And here, you know, Jesus is talking about the flowers and how God looks after them, and the birds and all the things that they don't actually have to store up things and reap crops and so on and so forth, and yet God looks after them. And this is what Jesus goes on to say. "If God gives such attention to the appearance of wild flowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things." You know, we can fuss our whole life over little practical things and things that are going wrong and things that are challenging us and not enough money in the bank and da-di-da-di-da. You know, there's so many things that we can get so worked up about. "But you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions." That's that bit about, you know, seek God first and his righteousness, and all these things will be added as well. "Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. So give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes." Isn't that awesome? You know, God wants us to actually relax, to enjoy life, and to look forward to 2019 with a sense of hope and excitement and expectancy, not worry and dread and thinking about what might go wrong. Let's look ahead with a sense of anticipation and excitement about the goodness of God and His love for us, the fact that He wants to journey with us, He wants to provide all our needs, He wants to grow us, He wants to prosper us, He wants to pour His favor out on us. Isn't that cool? Bless you guys. And Jan, you're going to get baptized in a few minutes. Do you want to say a couple of things? Where's Jan over here? You're getting a bit nervous now? Okay, that's all right. Well, there's no pressure on that one. The main thing is that we're going to have the baptism. And it's been a process. It's been a journey, hasn't it? Getting to the point of deciding, yes, I'm going to get baptized. I talked to Jan a few months back, or she talked to me, and it was at that stage it was a bit wintry and cold, and we were heading off overseas. And I said, well, you know, the team could baptize you when we're away and so on, but, you know, it might be nicer when it's warmer. And we all agreed that this is a good time of the year. The water's warm, the sun's shining, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome time down at the baptism. Because a baptism, it's a time where you give your life to Jesus. It's a time where you commit your life to Him. It's a symbolic of our sins getting washed away and a whole new, fresh start in life. Isn't that awesome? So let's give Jan some encouragement at this morning. And right now we will conclude our service, and we will, those of you that are able to and would like to, we can open the gates up if any of you need to drive down. I think, and don't forget, children, to hand your worksheets back in to Marty over here. But how about, if you've never seen a baptism done, there's lots of different ways of doing this, but we like to do it the way that as close as possible to what happened in the Bible. And Jesus was baptized, and, you know, at the beginning of the church, you know, Peter baptized, and his friends, they baptized 3,000 people in one day. And the Bible talks about them going down under the water and coming back up and starting a whole new life right at the beginning of a new year. How awesome is that? So that's what we're about to do. And we can all walk down the bottom of the field, and there's a little place to walk down. And Martin, I think, has widened the track, mowed it a little bit. So there could be some prickles down there, is that right? So wear some shoes or footwear and make sure the kids have got something, just in case there's a few little gorse prickles on the track or something. And we can all gather around down there. The tide will be in. We can all be a part of this, and it's going to be such an exciting service, such a good time down there.